Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavighetto, OP, pastor, and Teresa Plains, chaplain of the Catholic community. This is the Solemnity of All Saints, and the readings are from Cycle B.
When I taught high school religion, my students were always very curious about the canonization of saints. They wanted to hear about their miracles. But ask them if they wanted to become saints. It was always a resounding no way. They thought they would not be themselves if they were saints. It was mission impossible. And besides, who wants to be perfect but boring? My students' own imagination replaced God's good news. I often wondered if they'd looked at too many plaster statues or stained glass windows. You know, a sanctity that destroys a person's uniqueness, that eschews fully living, that does not erupt in joy, gives God little praise. Saints should be more alive, not less, if they are to give glory to God. You've all heard it. 178 AD, St. Irenaeus wrote, "The glory of God is man, men and women fully alive." St. Teresa of Avila made the point in the opposite direction. From silly devotions and sour-faced saints, good Lord deliver us. So today we celebrate all the named and nameless saints. And we especially remember those who were a blessing in our own lives, just plain ordinary people, but somehow touched us and showed us something of God. We honor them today, and we seek their intercession too. They were a yes to God and became one of God's blessings for our world. They reflected one or more of the qualities Jesus described in today's gospel. For each of them, they were poor in spirit. They knew their neediness and even brokenness. They weren't perfect, but they trusted God would fill them. Or they may have been one who mourns, not for their own pain and troubles, but they reached out to comfort somebody else. Or they might have been meek, not with the meekness of a doormat, but with the gentleness that makes room for others in their hearts. They might have been merciful, giving others the mercy and forgiveness that God gave them. Or they might have been pure of heart, striving to live lives of integrity, of making their words, their values, their actions truly one. You know where those people stand. They might have hungered and thirsted for righteousness. Always found that a weak translation. The word can also be translated justice. They hungered and thirsted and even risked being persecuted for justice. They worked to reestablish right relations among people and with God. Or they might have been a peacemaker, building bridges while others cried in anger for violence or vengeance. The glory of this feast is that it forces us to consider all the nameless saints and thank God for them. This invites us to name for ourselves those saints who have lived and walked with us in our own lives and made our world a bit brighter. So Therese is now going to describe two wonderful examples.
Rest in peace. If you've ever been to a gravesite, you've heard those words, rest in peace. It's a bittersweet prayer for the dead. A wish, really, tinged with love and loss. Rest in peace. Body and soul moving between earth and heaven. Rest in peace. Rest. Rest free from hunger and thirst, from illness and anxiety, from fear and deprivation. Rest. Rest in peace, Mary, Jack, Rosa, Ray, Lolo, Wai Ying, Gloria, Bill, Jose Luis, Rosemary, and all the other saints from this community. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, your grandparents, your parents, your children, your brothers or sisters. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, the immigrant children buried in the sea, the seniors lost to dementia who know no one, the students too overwhelmed by life to continue living. Rest in peace. Rest in mercy. Rest in God. For it is in dying and living in faith that we continue on. And we continue on because that dying and living presupposes a gift. In John's letter, we are addressed as beloved children. See what divine love has been given us, that we should be called children of God. Without this first gift, we would fail. For without God, we can do nothing. And God's love is not earned, not bartered for, not bought. It just is. I am who am. When we lose our way, lose our vision, even lose human love, God then calls us to rest. To rest in divine love, to rest in mercy and peace. And that litany we sang at the beginning of Mass, it included all a full communion of saints, some canonized, some not. But by virtues of their faith, they joined their lives to God's divine love. Not always without struggle and heartache. Here are two examples. St. Augustine became Bishop of Hippo in North Africa in 391. He had it made. Bishop. He didn't start there, however. His early life was spent chasing both knowledge and physical pleasures without ever finding satisfaction in either one. And finally, exhausted and haunted, he just gave up. Writing in his confessions, "Far too late have I begun to love you. Far too late." Realizing finally that God had always loved him, even as he had done almost everything in his power to avoid that love. Only by resting in God did healing finally come to his fractured soul. Rufina Amaya was not canonized. She didn't even have an education. Her home was in El Mazote, a small village in El Salvador, a village that became tragically caught up in the Salvadorian Civil War. And it was just before Christmas in 1981 that soldiers attacked her village. And they began to massacre all the people. At the end of 2 days, almost 1,000 people lay dead. Everyone in the village except Rufina. Terrified, she had crawled behind bushes when a soldier had casually slipped up watching her. And it seems that even in the midst of a nightmare, God had provided for her protection. As Rufina listened helplessly, the remaining women and children were killed, including her own sons and daughter. With only divine grace and a small bush for a shield, Rufina prayed constantly until finally all was quiet. And then she walked out and told the world what had happened. And like Augustine and Rufina and all the saints, we are loved first, and then we are called. We loved first. We're loved so that we can recognize God's love for us. And we're called to witness to that love with our lives. Blessed are you, Jesus teaches. Blessed is your faith. Blessed are you when you place your lives in God's care. Blessed are you when you see others as beloved. Blessed are you when your actions match your creeds. Blessed are you, holy children of God. Rest in peace. Rest in mercy. Rest in God.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.